This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Okay, why, Simon, aren't you reporting about the light out in Germiston on Russell Road? Yes, Simon.
Naughty me.
Naughty Simon.
Naughty me.
Honest, thank you for letting us know.
Honest to goodness, I just assumed, wrong assumption, that, not too many people are driving towards Germiston, but that'll just teach me. Yeah.
Can we speak to Jan Vermeulen and get some real news? Jan Vermeulen, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are the top five stories on my broadband? Because if, in case you don't know and you've been listening to somewhere else other than Chai FM, Jan Vermeulen is the editor-in-chief. Or are you editor-at-large?
Editor-at-large.
What is the difference, Jan?
So editor-in-chief means I get to boss people around. Editor-at-large means that very few people get to boss me around, I guess is the simplest way to put it.
Very good. Okay, so he's editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za, best tech website. And what are your main stories?
Yeah, so I really wanted to talk about a story of mine that went up naturally, you know, unbiased completely, that went up earlier today. But it came in from readers, which was very cool, where they were reporting that there's something up on the hippo.co.za website that's really a big privacy concern, and that's that you can type in anybody's ID number and get back some basic information on that person. So most of the information is blanked out. So you don't see a person's whole email address, but you can see, you know, parts of it are censored. You can see sort of the characters that are not blocked out. The same thing with their address and phone number. But what is not censored out is the person's name, the person's birthday, and the person's gender.
No.
So you can basically use the Hippo website as like a free identity verification service. So I emailed them and asked them for comment, about, you know, why their website works that way and whether they regard it as a privacy issue. They don't.
Where did it go?
That's on the website. And then I can't not mention this, Kathy, because of our history, is that BlackBerry is no longer going to be a thing. The last company to have licensed the rights to make BlackBerry smartphones has said they are not renewing their license, and so they are no longer making BlackBerry smartphones. That doesn't mean BlackBerry the company is going away, but certainly there are going to be no new BlackBerry smartphones, and eventually the old smartphones that are out in the market right now are not going to receive updates anymore, and you'll have to get a new phone. We can't talk about tech and not talk about the undersea cables off our west coast that are completely broken. And then I'll pause for questions. But the issue is that it's not an issue actually. So the repair times have been moved up. So it looks like they might be repaired ahead of schedule, especially the wax cable. So the first break off the coast of Congo has been repaired, but unfortunately, as luck would have it, a wax broke in two places. The other break is close to the UK. And initially it looked like they would be able to fix that break by tomorrow. But as once again, luck would have it, there's bad weather in England, surprise, surprise. And the ship is unable to leave the harbor to go and repair the break, which is very similar to what happened in Cape Town, with the Leon Thevenin that was trying to get out of the harbor to go and repair the cable break off the coast of West Africa. And so it looks like tentatively the wax cable will be repaired by the 16th, he is hoping, and repairs on the SAT-3 cable are still ongoing, and hopefully within the next few days we will have the West Coast cables completely back up and running and internet can return to normal speeds down here at the southern tip of Africa.
Very nice. Editor at large for mybroadband.co.za, Jan Vermeulen, thank you very, very much. And that is where we leave it, and we'll catch up with you via the website or
absolutely,
via
my
Skype
pleasure,
next
and
week.
Chat again soon.
Thank you. God bless. Bye bye. I didn't know that was the difference between editor in chief and editor at large.